Welcome to the SpaceWesterns.com interview with David G. Hartwell. I'm the editor, Nathan E. Lilly. David G. Hartwell is a science fiction publishing paragon, having worked as an editor for Signet, Berkeley Putnam, and Pocket, where he founded the Timescape imprint and created the Pocketbook Star Trek publishing line. He currently is a senior editor at Torforge Books and editor of the New York Review of Science Fiction. In addition, he is the author of Age of Wonders and the editor of many anthologies, including The Science Fiction Century, Year's Best SF, The Space Opera Renaissance, and The World Treasury of Science Fiction. He has won the Eaton Award, the World Fantasy Award, as well as being nominated for the Hugo Award 31 times to date, winning it once for Best Editor in 2006. How did you get into science fiction?
I got into science fiction because a friend of mine recommended me for a job, and I was hired as a consultant while I was in graduate school. And I became a science fiction editor and stayed one.
How would you define space westerns?
Well, I define space westerns very narrowly as science fiction stories that borrow wholesale from the western and take place in space. Therefore, I don't see it as a very widespread sub-genre. I differentiate that between the influence of the western on science fiction, which is very widespread and very deep and cuts across all kinds of science fiction.
How would you say a space western is different from space opera?
Well, space opera is characteristically, by which I mean a lot of the cases, a majority of the cases, are actually about a war. Westerns are characteristically not about war. Characteristically, they are about individuals who are battling one another in some way, i.e. a good guy and a bad guy, which represent the forces of good and the forces of evil.
In terms of the redefinition of space operas that occurred in the 70s, going from the old space opera where it was essentially pulp or trash to the new space opera where people are actually writing space opera to be space opera, where do you think space westerns fit into that?
Well, that I actually find an interesting question. I mean, I was the person who did the tie-in to the first Battlestar Galactica. And I know for a fact that the people who wrote it thought they were writing Wagon Train in Space, which was, of course, Wagon Train, the famous Western television show. It was also about a running space battle with the alien Cylons. So, sure, it was very much a direct space Western borrowing from space Western. There was a movie called Space Cowboys, certainly. Direct reference to Western, a space Western. Joss Whedon's work is almost characteristically space Western. He likes to mix the Western and science fiction stuff, and other stuff too. And that's where I see space Western as something clearly discussable. It's less clear in the general run of space opera, which has a lot of other fish to fry. It has huge astronomical objects and interstellar distances and science fiction ideas to talk about and think about and heroes who are not necessarily Western type heroes, can be, bitter noir detective type heroes or many other things. Cyberpunk influence is heavy on new space opera, as is hard science fiction. So it's new space opera, the consciously written space opera, is a complex subject.
Why do you think people still write the occasional space western?
I assume it's for entertainment. I think a good space western is fun. I think Joss Whedon is fun. And I think that there's a lot of discussion yet to be had about aesthetic value of Joss Whedon as opposed to the aesthetic value of Battlestar Galactica, the original version. And yes, you could make distinctions.
What are your current projects?
My current projects are, of course, editing the annual Year's Best Science Fiction and Year's Best Fantasy short fiction volumes. I'm a full-time senior editor for Tor Books, so I edit across the board fantasy and science fiction, and even some nonfiction, even some outside of genre material.
What can we expect to see from you in the near future?
What you can expect to see from me, well, that's sort of a writer question, but I'll try to answer it like an editor. Tor is producing a number of really cool books that I think people ought to read. Gene Wolfe's next novel is called Pirate Freedom, and it's a pirate novel, specifically a pirate novel. It has a small fantasy element to it, but it's a pirate novel, and a really good one. There's a wide spectrum of space opera, general science fiction, general fantasy. I'm doing Paul Park's Romania series, which is sort of alternate universe fantasy. I'm doing Lee Modisett's next Recluse novel, and I'm doing a science fiction novel by him also. I'm doing 60 books in the next year for Tor. I'm trying to work on a large anthology in the history of fantasy at this point as well, but that won't come out for another couple of years. And I'm overdue in delivering a reference book to Tor.
Well, thank you very much for the interview.
Great.